It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever binge-watched an entire season of a show in one day? 314-531-9898. I feel like an entire show in one day is extreme, so we'll even give you the weekend. Although, I'm looking at some people in the room that are like...
What show haven't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, right. I'm looking at some people in our room right now like, why is that extreme? One day, that's nothing. I just, whatever. But yes, what TV show did you binge the entire show? Like, just loved it, absolutely obsessed with it, one day or over the course of a weekend. 314-531-9898. Kevin and AB watch more TV than anyone I know. Yeah. Kevin, you did what, an entire show?
Did an entire season.
In one day.
In one day, yeah.
What show?
Heard a lot of good things about Tulsa King. Put it on Saturday morning and watched the entire first season and went, yeah, that's a good show.
I can understand.
That's the Sylvester Stallone one.
And I didn't know what to expect. I thought it was going to be more like a comedy, like Arnold's FUBAR. And there were some comedic aspects, but it's
He's like
really,
a mob
really
boss, yeah, isn't he, Kevin? What did you think was going to be funny about mob boss?
And, you know, I've already started season two as that comes
out
as well.
Wow, look at you go.
So, yeah, I was impressed. You know, a couple weeks ago, Sarah and I got into AMC's The Terror. It's not as scary as you think. That's actually a name of a boat.
And you did that in
turn? We did that in 2 days, but that was...
Wow, you're impressed.
That's about an old boat stuck in the Arctic and what they think might have happened and how they might have ended this.
Do you do nothing
trespass.
Else throughout the day? Just watch the show?
Pretty much that's it. You kind of, you know, and Tulsa King's not terrible because they're about 35, 40-minute episodes. So you can watch one, maybe go clean or something, sit back. You can eat your lunch. You can go back.
Wow.
Maybe watch the kids for a second. Everybody fine? Okay, let's go back to another episode. So that's
my kids are 3 and 1. You think I could just look over there and say, kids probably good.
Get back to the show.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
I feel like back in the day when there was like 22 episodes in a season, you couldn't do that.
No.
But now that there's only like 6, 8, or 10, everything I watch, I finish in a weekend.
Wow.
What?
You just finished that new rom-com that's on
Nobody
Netflix.
Wants this.
Is it good?
It is so
Everyone's
good.
Talking about
yeah.
it.
As someone that's been obsessed with the OC and Seth Cohen, it is literally Seth grown up.
Really?
Yes.
Everyone's talking about this. It's with Kristen Bell and Adam Brody, right?
Yep.
Wow. And you did it the one weekend.
We did that in like 3 days, probably.
You actually would have... Because I actually have seen multiple people say this. So... Multiple people I've seen on my Instagram say the exact quote that AB did, that AB probably could have finished this in one day, one sitting, but she didn't. And tell everyone why.
Yeah, we specifically were like, we're only going to watch 2 episodes today or 3 episodes today because we were going to be sad when it's over.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Birds Papaya, I don't know if you guys follow her on Instagram. She has a big Instagram following and things like that. And she said that she stood there for 30 minutes holding her hand like on her temple when the show ended, like blown away and sad that it ended. And her husband's like, can you move your hand now? She's like, no.
You go into a pit of depression the next time you go to watch something because you're like, well, we have nothing to watch anymore.
Are you watching that, Alex?
I am currently watching it, and I'd like to say that I'd love to finish it in a day or a weekend. It is just, it seems like a lot. It's just, it's that's extreme. A lot of TV.
Hannah only watches Grey's Anatomy. She's probably never done. Can you binge watch an entire season of Grey's Anatomy in one day?
No, and the problem is that I fall asleep no matter what I'm watching. So, and I'm not one of those people who can, like, you know, fold laundry while watching TV. Like when I watch TV, like everything is off, no phones or anything.
Yeah.
And I actually pay attention. So that's why it takes me 4 days to get through an episode of something.
Okay. AB's able to do it because she's watching Netflix and movies while she's just
driving. Yeah, she's so dangerous. You're one of those people. So if you ever see AB on the roads, know that she's probably binge watching something. I know a lot of people that do that. And more people that I know do that like AB. So you're not alone. That I would like to admit, and I think about that often on the road. I'm like, well, they're probably watching something on TV. I bet you they're binge watching Tulsa King. What have you binge watched the entire season of in one day, one weekend? 314-531-9898. The show was so good, you had to finish it in one weekend and do nothing else. That's why 98. We are a commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. What did you binge watch in one day? That seems extreme. If you've done that, man, I want your life. That freedom. 314-531-9898. Or even if like you binge watch something an entire weekend, like the show is just so good, you couldn't stop watching. You got that Uber Eats order coming to your house because you can't even get up to get food. You just love it so much. Kevin finished Tulsa King one day. Started it Saturday morning, finished it Saturday night.
Yeah, it's only 9 episodes, so it wasn't terrible. And you
that's
know,
still a lot, Kev.
It moves you, gets ready for season 2, and we're starting that already. So.
Yeah, he's all in. AB does this like all the time, but you did it for like your most recent weekend. Was
Nobody wants this on Netflix.
People are like, it's getting great reviews. And AB's like, Adam Brody, I've been talking about this guy. I saw you repost.
I've loved him for years, and I hate that people are jumping on the bandwagon.
What's the meme that you posted, though, that everyone's talking about him now?
It was like, Adam Brody should be cast in everything. All of, like, the movies and TV shows coming out or something.
Like, he should be casted in more rom-coms. Oh, actually, he should be just casted in everything.
Yeah.
Because people are just loving it.
And I reposted that, and I was like, I've always said this.
I know that people are loving it. What was it for you? You sat down, you put it on, and then all of a sudden, the sun just started to go down. You're like, oh, my God, I can't believe it's 10 o'clock at night.
Boom, there it goes. Lots of texts coming in. One of them says, my husband and I are currently obsessed with Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, yeah. Alex, you watched
great
that,
show,
right?
Great
it's like
show.
One of your favorite shows.
Yeah, that's a good binge watch.
We had never seen it before, but it's amazing. Already on season 3. And for AB, we also loved Nobody Wants This. I'm so sad it doesn't have a season 2.
Oh, yeah. they already announced it.
I don't think they've announced it, but like it just came out. So if there is going to be a season 2,
people just want to keep going.
It's not going
to
be for a year or two.
Because people really want this.
They do. Yeah.
You know what's interesting is like Only Murderers in the Building or Nobody Wants This. They're like comedies or rom-coms. Like I feel like usually those aren't bingey shows. Like for me, back in the day, it was like Dexter or Scandal.
Yeah.
They're like suspense.
You're right,
where like the end of the episode, like what's going to happen next? Like rom-coms and like comedies usually don't have those bingey feels. There's like, oh, life did enjoy it. That's interesting.
Yeah, they usually don't have hangers at the end. Teacher Katie texted in and said, we watched the entire season of Ozark in 1 week. It was so good, and we only watched a few episodes a day.
Really?
Yeah,
see,
wow.
Ozark
actually,
is one of those shows that like has like the suspense.
It's a good binge watch.
Let's grab Jen. Jen, what's the TV show for you? You binge watched it in a single day or a weekend?
It was Nobody Wants This.
Ah, I love you.
You're into it too?
It was amazing. I just sat down and I was like, I haven't seen this one. Mm-hmm. So, and I love Kristen Bell. So
yeah.
It was like, once you got into it, you were hooked.
So are you depressed now? That it's over?
I'm going to start it this weekend.
I am kind of depressed. There's no season 2.
You guys can like pretend to watch it again with me this weekend if you guys want. Because I'm going to start it this weekend.
I probably will rewatch it.
Hey, there's always Tulsa King.
I probably will too.
Thank Kevin's you so really trying to pull for Tulsa King.
Today's the Jewish holiday, the Jewish New Year. You might as well start out the year right watching it.
Your people get represented.
They represent us well. Got to love a good rabbi.
Our favorite Amazon Flex driver. What's the TV show that you binge watch?
Oh, fun.
Peaky Blinders.
Oh!
Kevin's obsessed with this.
Oh, that was so good.
I love this, and there's no more of it, but we're waiting on the movie.
Yes,
so
I was going to say.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Look, Kevin's pumped.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But we're now watching The Million Dollar Fight, which is with Kevin Hart, and that's awesome, too.
I've heard great things about that one, too. Yeah.
Kevin, do you have time to binge watch this?
Kevin is just static.
No, I get all my feedback from my brother, from my wife. Like, Sarah's like AB, where she finishes one, she's like, okay, what's the next one? Where do we go from here? What's something new to watch?
Well, now you got one.
You have to wait.
Okay, $1 million fight. I'm putting it down.
He's writing it down
on his notes.
Yeah, but you have to wait. You know what I mean? Like, the episodes are still coming out. That's the worst.
That is horrible.
Yeah, like you used to, you have to do it back in the day. Just give us the full season at once,
right,
people.
Right.
Don't mess
with
us.
Why do I have to wait every Thursday? This is a streaming service. Just give me
Come on,
now.
I can't even wait anymore. I need it all. We're still commercial free. I'm going to give you more details about something cool we have this weekend. If you have time to come out to a City game and you're not binge watching stuff, I'll tell you more details after Bruno Mars. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.